Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio, it is the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Oh. Hey, buddy.
You know, the last couple of nights, I kind of felt like there's times I do feel like the old man in the horror movie when it's like, I wouldn't go in there if I were you. And I'm not saying that, look, because we come out with big, strong opinions all the time, but there's sometimes it's like, you know what? Something you just have to wait for a little bit because something is coming, even if we're trying to figure out what it is. Sometimes okay. When your head is around a point and it's around something, something's coming, something doesn't fit right. Well, we are there right now with the latest developments regarding Antonio Brown. Now, we told you last night that this story isn't over. Just look at the way that the post leaving the field situation was handled by everyone involved after Sunday, right? Because if Antonio Brown won't go in a game or doesn't want to play and he takes off his uniform and he throws it into the stands and he runs off the field, never seen that in a game before. Okay, Bruce Arians is going to cut him. After the game, he's going to say, I've wanted to do this for so long, even though he helped us last year, but he's a lot of trouble. And he did, right after the game, said, I'm not talking about him. He's done. He's off the team. And we're moving on. I don't talk about players not on the team. Whoa, okay. So the story was over, and the next 24 hours would be about Antonio Brown ruining his career and look at what he's done. But then things got a little different because Tom Brady, after the game, talked about, hey, let's have some good thoughts for him because, you know, maybe he's going through some things. And Bruce Arians the next day changed his tune and said, you know, hey, I don't regret bringing him in. I wish him all the best. Why that sudden reversal? Why is he still actually on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Why is he still on the roster? They haven't released him yet. What is going on? Something was up, and there's times when I know something is up, but I just don't know exactly what. And we got a hint of it yesterday with Rick Stroud, who covers the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He'd been a beat guy there for a long time, saying that it was about Antonio Brown feeling he was too injured to go back in the game and play, and Bruce Arians told him to go back in. He said he wouldn't, and then Bruce Arians said, you're done. And that's why Antonio Brown left the field. Tonight, we got a statement from Antonio Brown through his representation that this is what happened on the field against the Jets on Sunday. First thing he'd like to say is that we were all upset we were losing to the Jets. Yes, thank you. Yes, I know. Losing to the Jets. I know. It's not. No one likes losing to the Jets. It's very embarrassing. Yes, I get it. But Brown's story is that he had a very badly injured foot. It turns out to have fractures in it, and he's got part of the tendon is coming away from the bone a bit, and he's got a pretty serious foot injury. And that was diagnosed in MRI that he took on Monday. It wasn't feeling that he could play, but the coaches determined they wanted him to play. He tried to play, didn't feel he could do it anymore, and he told the coaches that I can't play anymore. And he says coach, but he's kind of implying that this is Bruce Arians, because Arians is the guy that he said, you know, has talked to him throughout this. Then Arians came over and said, go back in the game. When Antonio Brown said no, Arians said, you're done, and made the throat slash gesture. And that's when AB said, well, I was done. I was cut. I had to leave the field. I wasn't, no, you know, that was Antonio Brown making up, trying to say, hey, my behavior wasn't really that big a deal. Dude, you got in a cab with no shirt on. Okay, just stop. So that's a little bit of AB saying, hey, what's my fault? No, when you're done, it doesn't mean you take your stuff off and throw it into the stands. You sit on the bench and then you figure it out after. You know, what? However it works. Or you jog into the locker room and you stay there. You jog in with somebody on the team. That's how it works, right? So stop. Antonio Brown's situation is completely different from where this story goes now. Because now, this story is about, did Bruce Arians try to put an injured player back in a game, and when he refused, he lost his job? That's the story now, because Antonio Brown is separate. Look, the guy he is very on brand for what happened to him, right? If you want to sign him, you get what you get. The guy has blowtorched four different teams now because the guy, he can't do the right thing on or off the field. So you get what you get with him. But he doesn't have a job now. He's not there. Now it's about, hey, here's a Super Bowl champions, and did a coach threaten a guy with his job if he wouldn't go back in a game being hurt and then cut him? Now, this is the worst thing for Bruce Arians and the Bucs as they try to navigate the last week of the regular season and the playoffs, because now there's got to be an investigation. Now the NFLPA is going to get involved and go, wait a minute, if you did that, that's a really bad thing. Players are not going to be silent, whether they're on television the next couple of days or around the league. They're all going to say, hey, man, one coach tried to put me back in when I had a broken ankle, and luckily I didn't go back in, or I would have ruined my career. You're going to hear all kinds of opinions about this, about how teams try to put players in games when they are injured. And yeah, is that something that happens, you know, pretty regularly? Hey, are you hurt? Are you injured? Can you go back in and play? Yeah, but we found out about this. Or at least this is something that Antonio Brown has brought to our attention. So it doesn't matter what the end result is right now. What it is you can tell what the next couple weeks are going to be like, right? Now it's going to be, okay, the NFL's got to investigate. The NFLPA is going to get involved. They're going to have to interview Arians and Antonio Brown. Who was around you that heard Bruce Arians threaten your job? It was Sterling Hoffrichter, that great guy from Syracuse. He's so cool. you know, and it was Mike Evans. It was other guys. And then there's going to be interviews, and there's going to be more interviews, and there's going to be investigations, and it's going to be questions to Bruce Arians. Did you try to put him back in when he was hurt? Why two different stories now? You had a story that initially Bruce Arians said there was nothing about an injury. Now we're hearing there was an injury with Antonio Brown, and supposedly he's got proof that everybody knew and doctors knew, and he was trying to get second opinions. This is the worst thing for the Bucs. It's worse for Bruce Arians, because he's a guy that if this goes sideways, he'll lose his job. Because if it comes out that you tried to put an injured guy back in, regardless of whether it's Antonio Brown, the guy left the field, you try to put an injured guy in and threatened his job, you're done. I mean, I'm sorry, you won Super Bowls, you've done great, you're done. And that's how it's going to go. But at the very least, you know, until this plays out, you can see how the next couple weeks is going to take up for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They're not playing as well as they did a year ago. They needed the Jets to jet on Sunday if they were going to win that game. That was the only way they won, because the Jets turned into the Jets. Because everybody was panicking, and Tom Brady said, I've been here 100 times. The Jets are going to jet. Just trust me. They're going to do some stuff that's just stupid. I've seen it. It's okay. Don't worry about it. We're all good. Brady turned out to be right. So now, if you're the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, this is the last thing you want that's going for. And this is exactly how things are going to play out for the next couple of weeks. Because there's got to be investigations, there's got to be interviews, there's got to be... And how do you prepare for the playoffs? How do you prepare? I mean, I could see Tampa Bay losing their first playoff game. You know, with everything going on, trying to figure things out at different positions and running back and wide receiver, and now you throw this on top of it. This is not the well-oiled Bucs machine that it was a year ago.
Yeah, see, I like chaos in between the white lines. All of this stuff goes gets into a whole other weird world. Congratulations to Cyril Grayson for the big catch, by the way. You know, make sure we give him some love in the process.
Third and 20, but it was so easy. Just stop him on third and 20, we would have won the game.
But, I mean, just keep going back to the idea of no Fournette, no Evans limited, right? Still had 49 yards in that early touchdown to make me look like an idiot, even though I did finish top 10 for championship week in the whole fantasy rankings thing. So congratulations to me.
Nice humble brag there. That except not really humble, just a brag by you. Very nice.
Well,
very
you know good. What? Every once in a while, good. I will make this about me.
Yeah. No, it's good. That's good.
Yeah, no, good. But the idea being that there's so many permutations of this, right? I went to a doctor. He's got the MRIs. Here's bone issues and everything else. And look, we knew he was injured going into the game, right? That was not disputable, right? He missed several weeks, plus the vaccination thing and part of the practice week, and in some ways was looked at, depending on your reports, was game time decision or snap count or all of those things were on the table. And he's played 5 targets, the 3 catches, and then now it's a question of, all right, did Bruce Arians just say, all right, you're done. I've had it. You know, one of those kind of blow up kind of moments that you would think calmer heads prevail instead of, shirts getting ripped off, where in part of the statement was I wasn't keeping their brand on me because they'd fired me in game. Talking about the GM and having text messages with his camp. So behind door number two, evidently there's now going to be a thread of text messages that find their way to the light here. But in the moment, it's who do you trust? Do you trust the team and Bruce Arians? Or do you trust Antonio Brown, who's got, I mean, I'm not even going to go through the laundry list of things that have been there, right? I mean, a lot of the vax stuff came because he didn't pay a guy's bill, which seems to be a common theme. You had, the accusations against him. You had, like, there's so many permutations to this, the ends in the other cities. And now you have this where, I mean, there's a lot of folks on that sideline. Should be fairly easy to corroborate unless we're going to interpretation of what Bruce Arians might have said versus, just, all right, here it is at face, right?
Right.
But well, either way.
But that's my point is that, as you said, look, there's two sides to this, and it's how much do you believe Antonio Brown? That's going to be part. But it doesn't matter because this still has to be investigated now. I mean, Antonio Brown's got some pretty serious things that he has thrown out there that he says he has proof for.
Cover up. You use the word cover up directly.
The NFL can't say, okay, we're going to let this go. The NFL's got...
Well, they're the NFL, so they
right,
could.
No, but here's the thing. If the NFL, they're not in control of this to be able to cover it up because now it's Antonio Brown and the league. They're going to have to get involved if they want to cover it up. So there's got to be some kind of investigation.
That's why the text messages didn't get released.
Yeah. So we're going to get some.
Hey, he could still end up a buck and playing for a Super Bowl.
He's still on the team. He's still on the team. I mean, really, how much does that tell you that there's a lot of crazy stuff going on that he's still on the team? Why would Bruce Arians change? I'm so mad at AB. Then the next day, no, I'm happy. It can't just be I was happy we pulled out a win against the Jets. You know, there's more to this story than just that. And Antonio Brown's side of it is separate because – just because Antonio Brown, it's like I said, he's blowtorch teams. This is four teams. Like I have no sympathy for the guy at all. He went out of his way to say this is not a mental health issue. This is how he was treated because everybody wanted to jump and say, oh, it's mental health. Antonio Brown says, no. This is what happened. Okay, all right. So now we know what this whole thing is all about. And there's got to be some kind of resolution to this. And it's going to take place now over the next few days and into the first week of the playoffs for Tampa Bay. Congratulations. Look at what you got right now.
Be careful what you wish for.
Mm.
Well, Twitter. I mean, they made the deal with the devil, right? Yep. As we talked about, they got their Super Bowl, and now they've got a very messy situation. Mm. The commissioner can't sit around and yuck it up with the Mannings anymore.
No, and look, and that's, I mean, if this comes out, I mean, people are going to lose jobs for this. If this comes out to be, you tried to put a guy in, and he said no, and then you told him he lost his job. That's going to happen. I mean, now, I don't know if that's exactly what happened, what the proof is going to be, and what we're going to find out, but this is what's alleged right now. So the NFLPA has no choice but to get involved. The NFL has no choice. Yeah, because that's your storyline that cuts through. You can say, oh, but it's Antonio Brown, and the guy took off his clothes. And there was a fun little pixel that was put on the internet today of AB looking like it was a video game from 1995 and he's got no shirt on. And it was interesting and it was fun because I could just hear the music in my head as he's running off the field like some kind of old mid-90s video game music. But it's Antonio Brown. No, it's a player in the NFL and this is what's being alleged. So, yeah, it has to happen. I mean, really, there's no coincidence that it's been a day, it's gone, the Bucs have said everything they're going to say, and then Antonio Brown's people say, okay, now we're going to come out with our side of it. Let's let everybody talk first and say what they're going to say, because we don't know what we can use and what we can't, but now I feel like it's done, we're getting into Wednesday, all right, everybody had their day off, talk. Okay, now we come out with our side of it. This is very, very calculated.
It makes you yearn for more jerk and bum stories.
Yeah. Oh, but yeah. Jerk, bum. Yeah, we can still say those words on the radio. It's okay.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Fox Sports Radio, Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. When this story first came out today, I said, oh, I can't wait to do this story tonight. And I know Harmon did everything he could to try to bury it. He tried to break into my email and break into my internet, so I couldn't see this story. Oh,
well,
no,
didn't
no,
I succeed? Because
no.
You sent me a note saying you had a new email account because you couldn't get into the other one.
Oh, dude, I'm so upset.
So how do you
man.
Know I wasn't saboteur?
Dude, if that was you, I will
just
really...
Kidding. Just
I will
kidding.
Really
that's
put
a
hurting
kind of
on
a
you.
Very big crime.
It was.
It's not good.
It's been a 3-week odyssey to try to get my iPhone to get the find my iPhone turned off because I forgot the password and there's no way to help. I called almost every day and it was everything from Apple, which was, oh, if you don't know the password, we can't help you. We can send you a password, but we don't know what you, so we can't really send it to you. I'm like, oh my God. So what do I do? I don't know. This is what I'm told we can say. I'm like, oh, this is just, it's just awful. Right. So it took me 3 weeks to try to figure out. Finally, I had to say, you know what? I'm just going to set up my new phone and forget it. I won't get the money back on the, you know, turning in my old phone. And I had to come up with a new email address and I'm going, oh my God, who changes email addresses nowadays? Like when the first email first came out, people would change them all the time. Oh, I'm changing here. I'm changing my provider. Now people keep email addresses for like their entire lives. And I'm like, now I got to change my email address and I got to send it out to everybody. And it's a big pain in the ass. Oh my God. Apple support was no real support
there.
No, what didn't happen there, TJ? Didn't happen right there.
Sorry, buddy. Yeah, I'm... I still have a Hotmail account that's active.
Wow.
From when I first joined FoxSports.com.
Wow. Is that linked up to your MySpace account?
It might be.
Okay. All right. That's good. All right.
Because there's still one out there. I mean, I didn't deactivate it. It just sitting there. I really don't know that I ever actually did anything with it.
Look, I still have my first email account. I mean, when I was doing shows, you want a good story? When Ben Maller and I first started doing shows together, right? We did shows together late nights on the weekends. This is now in like 2003, 2004. And we figured, hey, we need email addresses for, you know, so people can email in their stuff. And, you know, the network didn't have email addresses back then.
Sure.
So we went to Yahoo and, you know, made email addresses. And I'm like, okay. So I used it, you know, for the show there. Here's my email. And then, you know, I went away from didn't use it for like, you know, 10 years or so. But I always kept it active. It was always, they turned into my spam email. So I'm like, okay. So I still have that one active. It's still an active email address.
How about that?
Like 17 years later, it's still there.
I had no idea. Good for you.
There you go. But I was so mad. Why can't you just turn my phone off? Sure, we can't do that. Oh, my God. I know privacy. I get it. But it can't. How private can it be if I can't get into my phone? I don't care. What if I threw my phone in the river? Could you help me with it? Oh, it was really rough.
Well, I mean, did you buy the insurance?
No. Yes, but it doesn't matter because my deal was over.
Waterproof case.
My deal was over. Oh, it was just, oh, Mike.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It was tough.
That's brutal.
But now I'm, you know, because listen, you know, in the pantheon of things to enjoy in life, getting a new phone and setting it up and doing it should be one of the most enjoyable things. Oh, I got my new phone. I'm excited. Nah, it was just 3 weeks of, oh, I got a condition for it. Oh, it was really tough. It was rough, buddy. I'm telling you.
Just throw it against the wall.
Yeah.
That's how they do it in the movies.
No. You know what? People do now is they go to rage rooms. Like one of Zoe's friends.
Oh no,
did
that's
that.
Good. Yeah. I've
like
seen
they went,
that.
And like broke windows and like you beat up cars and stuff. Like just go into a rage room for a while. I'm like, I could have used that. That would have been fun.
Bring in your own personally branded sledgehammer.
I got my own personal, like Negan. I got my own personal. It's all
this
autographed.
This is for you and that game 3 start in the playoffs. This is for you for that fourth down call. Take that.
Oh, Robert Sala, this is big. Okay.
This is for Fireman Ed.
This is for that 3rd and 20 play. This is for not being able to beat a team that had a wide receiver quit in the middle of the game.
You walk into your own personalized rage room and it's pictures of Brady and Dan Marino everywhere. On
oh,
all
no,
sorts
no.
of different objects.
No. It would just be pictures of the worst Jets players that cost us so much over the years. It wouldn't be anybody that wasn't in a Jets uniform. That's what this would be.
Pictures It'd of
be,
Jamal Adams all over
oh,
the place.
Oh, my God. Jamal Adams would be there. Christian Hackenberg would have like 8 or 10 photos. All the glossies would be up for that.
Wow,
oh,
you got 100%. Hackenberg in.
Calvin Pryor would be there.
At least he was a second round pick.
Oh, yeah. Calvin Pryor, Jason Morrow, all those. Pictures of all those guys. They would all be in there.
Dude, the way you're rolling through names, it's like the end of a cable movie as they're trying to get to the next one. It's like, I thought you were going to list like another 42 guys. And this guy. And
oh,
this
I could
guy,
keep going.
And that
I
guy over there. At the time, they drafted like 97 defensive tackles in a row. Oh, and
I could keep going if you want to. I could, Kyle Brady would have a picture up there. Oh, of course he would. Oh, so yeah. many guys. So many guys. But let this not distract us from what the big story at hand is right now. It was early this morning on New York radio that Boomer Esiason said that he has good authority that Matt Nagy, head coach of the Bears, was told he was going to be fired after this coming Sunday's game. Right, it was happened. He had good sources on it. Matt Nagy was told he was going to be fired after the game on Sunday. So, well, what happens? Well, it's not very far from New York to Chicago, especially when Boomer Esiason's on the air saying something. So at Matt Nagy's press conference today, he sits down. Hey, la, 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 ready? Going to answer your questions? You know what all the questions were. Matt, have you been told you were fired? And this was Matt Nagy's response.
There's going to be reports that come out probably at this time of the season. So anything that is said or reported by anybody is just that. You know, I haven't been told anything, and I'm a pretty good source to ask. So I think you're doing a good job asking me. I would say that anybody that has a report that is going to talk to somebody who talked to somebody who talked to somebody, it's probably best to just like, call me up and ask me. I promise you, I'll tell you the truth. You know what I mean? I'm a pretty good source.
Okay, so now I know I can call Matt Nagy at any time and ask if he's been fired. Matt, you been fired? What? No, who is this? I'll call you back in five. Click. 5 minutes later. Hey, Matt, Jason Smith, you been fired yet? Did you just call me? Have you been fired? No, did you just click? Call back in 5 minutes. Hello, you there? I mean, that's what we need. Now I know I can do that. Or to make things a little bit easier, because maybe Matt Nagy might not like those phone calls, even though he said it was okay. We need one of those websites that just says, has Matt Nagy been fired yet? And you go to it and it just either says no or yes. And that's all you need. Like, let me see if someone owns it right now. Hang on. Let me see. Has Matt Nagy been fired.com? Let me see if that's out there. Oh, no, we can get it. We can get it. Has Matt Nagy been fired.com?
Okay.
We can get it. And it would just say no, 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 and then yes.
Yeah, but if Boomer's right, it's only going to live for 3 days.
Yeah.
So really, there's no value there, though.
But it's 3 days.
Then
it's
guess we can redirect it to whatever we want the Washington football team's name to be.
Yeah, but
isn't
think about
that what
this.
Everybody was doing?
3 days of people in Chicago going, I'm just going to sit here and keep hitting refresh. I don't care how many ads they keep playing. I'm just going to keep waiting for that no to turn into a yes. How often are you going to hit refresh? Every 8 seconds is what I'm going to do, because 8 was Grossman's number, and I can't stand that guy.
Hey,
so every 8 seconds,
Super
I'm going to hit
Bowl appearance with Rex Grossman.
I'm going to hit that. I'm going to hit that and see. All right, no, no. Eventually, it's going to be yes. No, we can make some money on that. A website could be very popular for 3 days and then
couple
and
of days.
Go away.
Sure.
That's
make
all
some
we need.
Money. You know, fads have come and gone in less time than that.
If
after we call it the 15 minutes of fame or the 24-hour news cycle, as it were. But yeah, it's chaotic. That is certainly the case. The fact that it comes from Boomer Esiason, I saw it this morning. You just kind of went, huh. Yeah, that's the guy that I expect to be breaking news. No disrespect to Boomer. I mean, he's in the league. He calls games. He's at the desk. He's got all sorts of people in his ear.
But he talks to people.
That's not one I'm waiting on. Right? That's not what I mean. Now, that doesn't mean he doesn't, but it would be a first. So,
yeah.
I mean, you got that
you
going
never know.
For you.
You never
Matt
know.
Matt Nagy, I don't think if Matt Nagy had been told he was being fired, he would keep a lid on it at this point.
You've been fired? Oh, yeah, I'm done. Oh, yeah, 100% they told me.
No, it's been great.
Oh, yeah,
You know, being here. And
I'm gone.
You know, we're going to try to win this finale. We've got Justin Fields back and healthy. He's our third quarterback in as many weeks. We're going to try to win. I think that's some kind of Guinness record. So the people are coming over to make sure to certify that once the clock strikes zero. I mean, you got all of that going on. Look, as I've said, I'll believe it when he's done. Because before the season, I remember reading from a couple of scribes in Chicago that there was some changes. There were a few changes to the biographies of both he and Ryan Pace in terms of what was included regarding their contract statuses. And the update, well, it omitted one of those lines. So to that end, it's like, well, did they get extended? What's the deal? Are we just not putting that, you know, publicly anymore? I don't know. But with Justin Fields in year one, and obviously struggled, showed some flashes at times, let's call it what it is, but turnovers a huge problem, and folks that, you know, want to give the pass and saying personnel, etc., they still won with the other guys. They were 4-2 with the other quarterbacks, just kind of throwing it out there. But it's the idea that you're looking at a situation where, because if one goes, they both have to go, right? Nagy's not going without Ryan Pace.
No, they're both going. That's why there's been no move made yet, because they're not going to let a GM fire a guy when he's going to get fired too. So that's
someone
why
else
waiting.
Could push the buttons for the final 4 days here. Who do we need to activate? All right, there's a short list. Just leave it on the desk as you clear out, and I'll work from there.
Short list right there.
Hey, who's on our practice squad? Those guys came up and did a hell of a job a couple of weeks ago. Who's over there?
I have a theory about Chicago, and I want you to tell me how close I am to this.
All right, go ahead.
This happens with every coach end for the Bears.
Every manager, every coach.
The last few weeks is always, we know the guy's going to be fired. There's reports he's going to be fired. And the last few weeks, the press conferences are always, are you being fired? I have heard you're being fired. Whether it's Lovey or Trestman or Fox and now Nagy, every guy, it ends the same way, where there's just so much darkness over the course of the past or the last few weeks of the year. Is it just because once it gets past Christmas in Chicago and the wind whipping off the lake sends the temperatures to like minus 20 and everybody is just mad when you're outside because it's so cold, and by the time they get in, they're just already boiling because, oh my God, this weather, it's so cold and so windy and so slushy and it's so snowy and I don't like it anymore and the Bears stink and I just want, now let's fire everybody. I mean, is that what happens in Chicago? Because why does this happen for every single coach? It ends this way.
Yeah, I know the wind was whipping today. The hawk was nice and loud and biting. I know my man Cole Wright was out there, and that was one of the terms he used. Not just the hawk for Andre Dawson, but also what you call the wind down there in the wind tunnels downtown. It could get really, really bitterly cold, no question about it. But yeah, this is a common passage. I mean, remember, look what happened to Joe Madden. He won a World Series. We didn't win enough. So they were calling for his head, you know, 3 months into the season.
We hadn't won in 100 years. How long does he have? A couple of years, and we want to get rid of him. Oh,
now,
okay,
we
great.
Chronicled it at the time, you know, the use of bullpen game to game. It's like, boy, that didn't make any sense, but it worked time and time again. And then suddenly it wasn't working anymore, and those guys weren't having career years, and lo and behold, that was it. It was the one-year run. But even with him, with great success, it became, all right, you're done. Who's next? All right, who's going to be the guy to succeed him? And certainly with the Bears, yeah, I mean, they've been living off 1985 forever, and there's still always, you know, St. Ditka that's out there, and he's still loud and still has his voice in Chicago. But the expectations are huge, and then as soon as it's clear that you're headed towards mediocrity or wishing, wanting, hoping to find that final place at a playoff berth like they did last year. Hey, number 7 seed, go. It's still a playoff berth, so you still put that on the resume. But as soon as you get to that point, it's like, all right, is this as good as it gets? Because if this is all we're getting out of this coach, next. Right? It's like you and quarterbacks in New York. Sorry, I had to do it. Yeah.
No, it's okay. No, we got
they
our
do
guy.
It in Chicago, too.
We got our guy now.
Right?
We
I mean, it's guy. Very. How many people were calling, Justin Fields isn't going to work? Move on.
It's a let's bring Trubisky back. Let's bring him back. Bring him back. Bring him back.
Well. Now that's music to my ears. But
we'll make a big QB1 thing and put Trubisky's picture on it for next year and see what Justin Fields thinks about that.
Well, 29 and 21 is a starter. But when we get to it, you're looking at the failed promise, and it becomes the all right next, which to some degree is a healthy attitude of. All right, we've acknowledged the failures. I mean, because in your own lives, wherever you are, you know, in your jobs, relationships, how you're dealing with different things around your house, your car, your clutter, whatever. I mean, there's your weight. I mean, all those things we do as we get ready and start talking about a new year. You know, it's the, all right, we need to cut losses. you know, recognize this was a bad idea. That outfit was a bad choice. Those shoes don't fit. So why do I keep giving myself blisters and squeezing my feet into them when you got Flintstone shaped feet? You just have to figure out that's gone. All right. You spent the money and let someone else use them. Right. Donate them. Find a buddy that likes the design and move on. All of those things where it's just and I think with Chicago fans and coaches, like, yeah, I've seen this story. Move next. And so that's why we have this seemingly yearly tradition.
Oh, boy. Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets Swollen Dome. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Carmen. I mean, why would you go there when that's how it's going to end for you? I'll go to the Giants. I'll go to the Broncos. I'll go someplace else.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
He sounds sexy.
What is without a doubt the most bizarre story of the night involves Novak Djokovic, who at 20 majors in tennis is looking to break the tie with Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal and become the winningest majors player in tennis history. He was set to start this off by playing in the Australian Open, which is the first major. However, his chance to play for a 10th Australian Open title, right? So of all the 20, he's got almost half of them come in Australia. The guy's 34. How many more chances is he really going to get? Now there's no idea if the guy could play because Australia denied him entry and canceled his visa because he failed to meet the requirements for an exemption to COVID-19 vaccination rules. All right, now, Djokovic is apparently not vaccinated, but he felt that he had a medical exemption that was going to work, and that was going to be his evidence to try to get into the country.
Well, however, sure, the Open said, hey, you're exempt, come on in. Yeah, of course they are!
But border authorities did not accept the exemption. The Australian Border Force issuing a statement saying he failed to meet entry requirements. Even the Prime Minister of Australia said the rule is clear. You need to have a medical exemption. He didn't have a valid medical exemption. So now who knows if he can even get into Australia to play in the Australian Open. Now, I believe the guy that denied him entry is R. Federer. No. So now who knows if he can even play? Who knows if he can even get in and play at this point because he had his visa canceled and now it's a big thing between Australia and his native Serbia and Djokovic, who, look, he's the biggest star in tennis and he's been that way for the past few years and now he doesn't even know if he can get in and play because he didn't have the right type of requirements to get in. I mean, I don't know. Do you really think I can just get into another country with whatever paper I have because I'm Novak Djokovic? I can look the other way? I can do that now? I mean, this was completely misplayed on his end because what he thought could get in was not the case. And don't you, if you're someone who is not vaccinated and has an exemption that you hope passes, don't you really want to make sure that's going to pass? Don't you really say, okay, and this is not just, hey, I got my vax card, I got my proof right here, I got my booster shot, I just have to make sure I have it so I can show it. If you're not vaxxed and you know that Australia has a lot of rules, look, friends of ours who tried to go to Australia for a wedding a week ago were told they couldn't come. Sure. Because they weren't letting people in from the United States, so now they're scrambling to try to get some of their money back on the flight. Because look, a flight to Australia is like $2,000. So don't you think if you're going there, you want to make sure you have it all buttoned down? Am I going to have any trouble getting into the country? No. We got it. We're all set. Any trouble at all? Any trouble? And here enough, it turns out he couldn't even get past the border. So did he really take care of what he needed to take care of? Of course he didn't.
Well, on some level, it was the don't you know who I am effect, I think, coming into this. And the Australian Open organizers going, look, he's such a pivotal part to what we do. then clearly he's good with us. Unfortunately, it had to be an independent expert panel to decide whether you truly had a medical exemption to get in. In Australia, you know, for those unaware, they've been very rigid, right? To your story right there, which, you know, normally it's kind of like the insurance on, you know, you buy a mouse pad or something and you say, I don't need that. And normally with a trip, right? Normally with a flight or with tickets to anything, you might have said, no, I don't need that. No, during this time, you take the insurance in the event that you couldn't take the flight to Australia or you couldn't, you know, go to an event to make sure you got some portion, if not all of your cash back, like not to go all Consumer Reports or whatever on you. But in this case, assuming that you were just going to walk through what has been the most rigid, I mean, Canada's been pretty rigid, right? We met some folks when we were in New York that had to send data back every year, every day. They had to take a test.
Wow.
While they were in the States. And, you know, that they continued to be negative. Australia has closed their borders. They've been very vigilant and rigid on this the entire time. So I'm not surprised that this became an issue at all.
It's crazy. I'm Novak Djokovic. Of course I'm. Oh, no, I'm not getting in. Okay, I can't get in. All right, that's fine. It works.
You know who's going to play in your place? Somebody else.
Hey,
someone else is going to win.
Hey, look who's coming in. Pete Sampras is going to go play. Congratulations.
I don't know. Is it kind of like picking that extra Nick guy like we were looking to before?
No, it's like if Lance Stevenson can do it, why can't Pete Sampras come out for a 10-day contract to play? My buddy Ben Maller coming up next. This is Fox.